We are Emily and Katie. Tune on in and turn us up to 80. We are fumbling through the fun, talking about life, getting good stuff done. Thanks to all the listeners, we're the Struggling Sisters.
Welcome back, friends. I am Emily Thomas. I'm here with my sister, Katie Thomas.
No.
Okay. You're listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast. We are going to be talking today about, well, kind of marriage, conflict. I don't know. It's February, so I thought marriage, but conflict's so much more fun.
They're the same, aren't they?
Kind of are the same. Yep. So today we're going to be talking about that. Okay. So people have sent in emails to Katie. And what did they say? Are they doing good?
Yes, they are. But I love when we ask for people to write in because they share their struggles and then they're like, okay, and this is what I'm doing well. They follow the directions and it makes me so happy.
Oh my goodness. That's lovely.
Okay, so we'll start off with Stacey Williams emailed and said that she's been married for 16 years and that they like to think that they fight well. But we did have a doozy a couple of years ago. So it was a real busy time. It sounds like they were getting ready for a trip. She said that her husband was hiding out in the basement for hours while I managed 3 kids packing up for this trip.
What was he doing in there?
Well, let's find out. Once in a while, he would come up, get water, or use the bathroom. He said he didn't feel well. Then he would, after about 10 hours of this.
What?
I walked into the kitchen to see him eating crackers. I blew.
What?
I thought you didn't feel well. How can you eat crackers but not help with the kids? 2 hours later, he was in emergency surgery for a ruptured appendix. So since we've learned to communicate about how we feel a little bit better, and crackers still make us laugh.
That's so funny. I love a fight about crackers. That is such a solid fight right there.
That's a good one. And I love that everybody has those. Like, it's something that stands out, like, oh boy, we sure went around about that once.
Yes, absolutely. Well, so I texted my husband to ask him, what's our most ridiculous fight? And he didn't reply. And so I texted the same thing again, and he didn't reply. And I thought, this is about to become our most ridiculous fight. I need you to reply to me. I mean, he is working. Whatever.
Oh, man. I asked Brandon what our most ridiculous fight was, and we both decided it was about pickles. And it just happened this last week.
Okay, share it. What is it?
So I made a light dinner. It was like a healthy one, right? And he runs a lot. He's a humongous man. So he gets hungry later on. So I see him in the refrigerator and I'm like, look, there's a lot in the refrigerator right now. It's real full. Why don't you eat something that's already made versus...
Oh, making something new.
Yeah. And he turned around out of the refrigerator and said, I'm a big boy. I'm going to figure out my own meal here. Oh. First of all, I was like, whoa. Okay. Big boy. Then big boy walked over to Alexa.
Oh, no.
And he added pickles. Alexa, add pickles to the list. And I said,
no.
There's some pickles in there already, big boy.
Oh, man.
And he said, I'm looking for spears, not sandwich. And so we got into it. We got into it. The fridge is really full. Let's eat the sandwich pickles before we buy the spears.
That's a completely different class of pickles. They're used for completely different things. I'm on big boy's side.
You're on big boy's side?
Well, about the pickles. There's a different... I'm sorry. Can we continue this even? Or are we going to need to press pause?
We're going to close it down for the day.
You need to go have a sandwich pickle.
So it was not about the pickles. We both decided later it was not about the pickles. But I did buy him spears. And he's feeling heard and seen.
That's hysterical.
Did you guys decide what's your worst fight?
Well, so all I got from him, which I can't even remember. I mean, I can't remember. I know we've had so many. We've been married 16 years. All he contributed was that I used to like to get into fights over anything right before bed. And I don't know. I think it's because I had come out of in my previous marriage, there was always a fight going on. And so it felt more normal to have a fight going on.
Okay.
Not certainly that I liked it, but it felt normal. And I don't know why. It just felt like the time of day where everything's nice and calm. We might as well just throw a wrench in it. And then he...
Hey, big boy.
I know.
Anything you want to talk about?
Oh, man. But so, yeah, he went ahead. He would just always be like, well, this is silly. We don't need to talk about this right now. You know him. He's not... He won't be ruffled.
Yeah.
And so he would just roll over and go sleep, and he'd be snoring pretty soon. And I was so I'd be the only one mad.
Oh, yeah.
But I eventually stopped that. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah. I think that probably 100 people wrote in and said, what is the deal with don't go to bed angry? Please go to bed angry.
Yes. We all need to go to bed. Anybody who has kids knows how ridiculous we act when we're tired.
I know, but unfortunately, we don't always have those kids before we get married, so we don't realize,
true.
You know,
yeah.
I definitely, but yeah, you can look at a kid and say, oh, whoa, you're tired. Let's go to bed now.
And then they demand that they're not and act like, how do you know anything about anything?
Oh, boy, those hot, tired tears. Okay, so this is our current situation. Someone sent in a picture of a laundry basket. And next to it, like some pants and shirts, an empty laundry basket. Next to it, some clothes on the floor. So this was her current situation. 3 weeks and I'm still holding strong. He recently added a sweater to the pile. It's been a nice addition. I don't usually let things go without comment to my husband, but this is more of an experiment. I believe that the thing that keeps our marriage conflict small is that we don't let things fester. I do that more than him because I'm an 8 and he's a 9 Enneagram. But we try to keep it all on the up and up. You can't fix what you don't know is broken, which I thought was a good ending to that.
That's true. So keep communicating so you know what the problems are.
Right.
Okay. Speaking of that, that just reminded me of something that makes me crazy about my husband. He will take his undershirt off for the night and lay it on the floor, like, completely flat. He'll flatten it out, like, so that it looks exactly like a shirt laying on the floor. Like, flat. Shirt-shaped.
Yeah.
He just leaves it there.
Why?
He doesn't just throw it on the floor like I do. My side is topsy-turvy clothes like they should be. Like, a well-worn shirt ought to look like it's been worn. He flattens it out like some kind of OCD situation. And just leaves it completely full. What is that about?
That is so weird. Do you not have a laundry basket in your room? I don't understand the problem.
Well, it's in the bathroom. We have like a laundry chute.
Okay.
But why take the time to flatten it out just so on the carpet? What in the actual world?
It doesn't make any sense. Have you seen him do it?
I've never seen him do it. It's like he does it in secret. I just find them.
That's so
perfectly
funny.
Placed, just so.
That's really funny. Another ridiculous thing that Brandon brought up that we used to fight about is he would slip out. This summer, we'll be married 13 years. He would slip out of his shoes directly in a doorway, centered on the door frame.
You're kidding me.
It's so... And that's one of those things you don't even have to say anything. You could just point at it like, what are you doing? It is so weird.
Oh, man, that is such a tripping hazard. That is how one of y'all are going to break your hips when you're elderly.
Big boy has big shoes.
Yeah, he does. He's a gigantic human. Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. So, okay. So where am I? Little vanity area is directly across from the shower. So like you can't get out of the shower and be standing where my vanity is.
Okay.
That's the same plot of land.
Okay.
Like we just have the one rug there and it serves both because it's that close.
Got it.
My husband gets out of the shower and dries literally every... First of all, he squeegees himself off with his other hand. He's not just getting out of the shower willy-nilly. There's a process. He's an engineer. He studied it.
Oh, no.
You know what's going to be our next biggest fight? Him listening to the show. Anyway, but he even down to not only he squeezes his legs, he literally towel dries between every toe. It's a process. So when I'm trying to get out of the shower, when he's trying to get out of the shower and I'm trying to do my makeup,
No.
There's a backup. There's a pile up there waiting for that that very important real estate. And I said, I'm just going to need you to leave your toes wet because I'm going to be late for work. It's like, leave my toes wet. Surely you jest, woman.
Oh, my gosh. I don't like the visual because I know him. I don't know that I need to know about all that. Thank you, though.
I want to take a quick moment and say a special thank you to a longtime sponsor of the show, PrepDish. Listen, I have been telling you about PrepDish for years. If you have not tried them by now, frankly, I'm astounded. It has only taken my sister Katie like 4 years to finally try them. But now that she has, she can't stop talking about them. So if to you, I would like to say I told you so. But first, you need to try them. So what PrepDish is you get an email with your grocery list, the order that you need to prep everything in so that you spend a couple hours in the kitchen once a week. And then throughout the rest of the week, you have already mostly made really healthy whole food dinners for your family. You are going to be so proud of yourself. And I want to be proud of you too, but I need you to try PrepDish. So if you want to try PrepDish for free for 2 free weeks and join all of the other strugs who love PrepDish, go to prepdish.com/MSW. Again, that's prepdish.com/MSW. You will be glad that you did.
Okay, so some more. Someone said that what goes really well for them is checking in with each other once or twice a week to discuss negative emotions. One of us, usually it's me, to be honest, ask, want to debrief? And it may or may not have anything to do with each other. But if you're frustrated about something else, it can affect your relationship. I just think that's really sweet.
I like it. I like having a, you know, like a entrance into the time with a question like that.
Yeah. Okay. So Jenny Dolent says, when we got engaged, we had a friend tell us to always try to outbless your spouse, even when your spouse isn't living up to our ridiculous standards or even when you don't feel like it.
It's good.
It is good.
I like that. We had, our pastor tells us that the most spiritually mature person in the marriage is who's going to apologize first.
Ooh.
And so we just do it because we're prideful.
That's funny. So this came up also. Rachel Campbell said, arguing well in front of the kids is definitely leading us to be more civil. I never saw my parents argue, and I wish that I had. So how does arguing well look in your house?
Well, it usually happens in the kitchen where we all are. It usually happens around, we haven't quite eaten yet, but we should have.
Right.
We're past the point of no return. We don't yell at each other or anything, but we do disagree in front of the kids, but we also make sure to apologize in front of the kids too. Same. And they don't even like, you can tell they're listening, but nobody's like, what's going to happen next? It's like a low stakes thing. And I like that.
Yeah.
Nobody wonders if it's going to get out of control.
Right. I like the apologizing in front of each. I feel like I'm always apologizing at the dinner table. Like once we finally sit down, I'm like, look, you guys, I'm sorry to each and every one of you.
Yeah.
But
I agree.
It's good because I do think it sinks in. The other day, my small little boy came home and freaked out, then immediately went, took a nap, and then woke up and ate everything in the house. So clearly there was something going on. He was tired and hungry. But anyway, he did sit down at the table. And as soon as like he had a couple bites in him, he's like, I'm sorry, Mom. So I think it does help.
Yeah,
I think they are listening.
They so are. Well, and now my kids will weigh in and be like, well, Mom, that, you know, that's not right.
That's right. I know.
I love it. And then you guys, then you laugh with them. Oh, you don't love it. We laugh because it's so funny that they know. They know way too much at this point.
Yeah.
But then we have to go, okay, well, right there, that was not respectful. You went over the line. That other, but the other stuff was gold, man. Way to go.
Oh, okay. D.W. McGeegee.
Wow. That's a cool name.
We were doing a 7-day cleanse, and one of the rare treats during these 7 days was a spoonful of almond butter. I heard him scraping the almond butter jar empty and completely came apart.
took the last of it.
Now we know that neither one of us does well with any food restrictions.
No.
So funny.
So funny.
Ashley Hunt, 11. Most conflict starts with unmet expectations. We learned this in a church class after we got engaged, and it changed so much for us. We always go back to, okay, what were your expectations here? And we usually find out that we started on different pages. So it ended badly. 12 years later, it's still so helpful.
That is so good.
Yeah.
What expectation do you usually have that you shouldn't have?
It normally has to do with dishes or the kitchen area being clean.
That is that's my expectation. Just
that's
got to
be pretty normal. Yeah. But we've narrowed it down to, what am I expecting? What works for us is, you know, I do dinner and nobody's busting in saying, how can I help you with dinner? Like, that's clearly on me. I'm doing that from start to finish. But at the end of it, he puts everything away. And my expectation is wash, dry, put away, not wash, set. Because then when I start again, as we all know, it just becomes a pileup. Yeah. So
yeah,
it took probably 12 of the 13 years to get that down, but 100%. And it really was a conversation of, this is what I am expecting.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, I didn't know that that's what you were expecting.
Thought you just wanted them washed, because that is a large part of it.
That is a part of it, big boy, but that's not the whole part of it.
He is really going to regret that. You're going to see to it that he wishes he never said that. Yeah, my daughter, she's in charge of the dishes, and she will do the washing, but she will not put away the dry ones, and then she'll put the wet ones on top of the dry ones. Well, then shoot, now they're all wet. Can't put them away.
Hey, that's my kind of girl.
Yeah. It's like 5 days of buildup of the dry dishes. So, oh, and my son decided to help out. He realized that one of his sweatshirts needed washing, so he washed an entire sweatshirt. Just
what
by
do you
itself.
Mean? Like, in the sink?
No, sorry, unrelated. I'm just saying, like, that when they're trying to help with their chores, they're not helpful sometimes. But anyway, I was trying to get all the laundry done, and he had already washed one of his size 7 little boy sweatshirts all by
He's
itself
good to go.
For 45 minutes. It was washing.
Gallons of water wasted.
I was like, surely you went around and got all the other darks. Nope.
Not a chance.
Nope. And he really was like, oh, well, that's an interesting concept. I, the other day, had a formal invitation ceremony to everyone in the house. No one will eat the end of the bread.
Yes.
But no one will throw it away either.
Right.
So then sometimes there's 3 loaves of bread butts in the refrigerator.
No.
You're digging through the refuse to get to the actual loaf of bread. So I had an official invitational ceremony called Throw It Away. I've given you the power, the authority. Oh my gosh. So
that's so funny.
Unbelievable.
Have you heard that thing about, I'm going to butcher it, about that couple? They were real old. They probably aren't real. It's just a story that the husband always gave the wife the bread butts, or vice versa. And their whole marriage, they didn't. It's not what they wanted. They thought the bread butt was the best part of the loaf, and so they always gave it to the spouse, and the spouse always received it, thinking, it kind of sucks that I always get the bread butt. But they thought that they were giving them the best part.
That is so funny. Do you think it's the best part?
Absolutely not.
It's the worst part.
It's a butt. Of course it's the worst. Okay, so Anna Crowder says, our first fight in marriage was over leaving the refrigerator door open too long. I was cleaning the kitchen and putting 1 to 2 items away at a time, opening the refrigerator multiple times. He wanted to just pile up the refrigerated items and just open it once. Yes, we fought over the most appropriate, applicable way to conserve refrigerator air. This stupidness has continued for years. but we're about to celebrate 10 years, so it seems that we've learned something about 1, letting go of dumb ideas, 2, compromising, and 3, not putting away refrigerated items in front of each other.
That's amazing.
I love that. One of you must be an engineer. That's what I think.
Yes. I love you. I'm going to need you to leave the room. Just come back from the grocery store. Okay, I have to just stop for a second and ask you, do you have a water filter at your house? Or maybe you just drink water straight from the tap? You may think that because we're in the United States, if you're in the United States, I know some of you are in Nova Scotia, but you may think that where you live, your water is clean and safe. But did you know that there's hundreds of chemicals and contaminants and toxins in our water throughout the country? Some of those are added by our water company, but some are also unregulated, and so they're not even tested when you look at your local water report. Have you heard of something called forever chemicals? Those are in our tap water across the United States. It's scary. I don't even exactly know what that means, but I do know that most filters don't get rid of those chemicals. I'm going to be honest, the filter in my refrigerator, I'm supposed to change it around Christmas, and we are about to be at Valentine's Day, and I have still not changed it. So I know that I'm not the best at filtering things, but that's where Clearly Filtered comes in. Clearly Filtered has new water filter technology. It removes all the harmful chemicals, toxins, and contaminants found in tap water, but it still retains the healthy minerals that we need, which is really great. In fact, somebody from the company looked at my address and printed out the water report and showed me what was in my water. And you guys, it wasn't great. I didn't like that arsenic was on there because I've heard that's bad. So Clearly Filtered filters out lead, fluoride, arsenic, pesticides, herbicides, radiation, bacteria. The list goes on and on. All of their products are tested by a third-party lab and certifies that they remove 230 contaminants. With the pitcher that they give you, it was super easy to set up, just like any pitcher, but it's a lot better knowing that the filter is actually removing the chemicals in the water. I didn't honestly think it'd be that much different than the water out of my refrigerator, but it tastes a lot better. I was pretty surprised. And the filters last for 100 gallons, which is good because I forget to change them. 100 gallons is a lot longer than regular filters, by the way, and I need a lot longer than regular people to change filters, apparently. So it's perfect. And you even can save 10% off when you sign up for automatic shipments. So if you think it's time to get a real water filter too, one that actually removes hundreds of contaminants, then visit clearlyfiltered.com/MSW and use the coupon code MSW and you'll get 20% off your new filtered water system. They're made in the United States, they ship throughout the United States for free, and there's a 30-day risk-free guarantee. And then a lifetime warranty on all the filter systems. Stop it right now. So clearlyfiltered.com/MSW. Guys, I have a new favorite jewelry company that I can't wait to tell you about. It's called Midjewelry. What if I told you that you can wear fine jewelry every day without it costing a fortune? With Midjewelry, you can get ethically sourced fine jewelry without having to choose between high quality or fair prices. What I love is their pieces are very simple, some of them, because I like really small jewelry, but they have all size jewelry. I'm just saying I love that it's very classic and simple because I found stuff that I loved. They have timeless styles that are versatile enough to be styled with pretty much anything you own. And every week, they have new exciting pieces. So every Monday, there's new stuff out. They have 14 karat gold pieces, there's diamonds, there's pearls, sterling silver. You don't have to take your jewelry off, worry about it getting wet. It's all very low maintenance, but very high quality. Because fine jewelry is precious, but you don't have to be precious about it. So head to midjewelry.com/MSW and you'll get 10% off your first order. That's MEJURI.com/MSW for 10% off your first order.
Do you have some tips for us?
Yes, I looked up some tips on the internet. I just wrote down the ones I thought were interesting. Not like, make your date night sacred, because that always just makes me feel like I'm sucking.
Yeah.
We don't have a date night every time. Do you have a date night every week?
No, absolutely not. We did it once a month. We were pretty good about that.
Uh-huh. Because you like actually go out.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
But no, we don't do that either.
No, we go whenever we are find ourselves without the kids, like to do our taxes.
Yeah.
And then we'll just be like, hey, let's just leave them for longer and go have some to eat.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun because then the stakes are low. You're not like looking forward to it all day. High stakes is that's in a minefield.
Yeah.
Okay. So the one I thought was really helpful was let them be wherever they are, your spouse, and encourage them and support them, you know, to go to the next step, but let them be where they are. Like I would find that, you know, my husband's got a tiny little belly, not a big one, but yeah. if I go running for one day, I would look at him and be like, what are you doing with your body? What's even happening here? You know how athletic I am, Katie. And when I just barely even darken the door of a gym, I start looking at him like, are you going to be on my 600-pound life here pretty soon? What are you doing? So anyway, okay. that was way early on, and I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And I always, because he's older than me by 13 years, so I always pull the like, oh my gosh, like you've got to take care of yourself. I put all my anxiety, like Katie is shaking her head and knows exactly what my poor husband has to deal with, my neuroses, but I put on him all my freakouts.
Right.
He's just sitting there living his best life. What? 5 minutes before I started working out, I thought he was fine. Weird.
That's a good tip.
It's a good tip. Okay. Here's one. Ask frequently, can I help? Because sometimes we think as wives that our husbands should know what needs to be done, but they really can't always tell. And so yes. Sometimes it's really helpful if they're having a hard time just to say, how can I help? We don't have to guess at what would be helpful. If we just ask, then they feel loved, they feel supported, and then they can tell you what would actually be great for them right then.
Right. Don't just offer them the butt.
Nobody wants the butt. Or ask. Maybe he does. Maybe he's like, I wish in this family I'd get the butt every once in a while. That's so inappropriate. This is not good.
Okay.
I'm begging for the butt. Okay. One I liked was to have your own hobbies. You don't always have to do everything together. Are you all right?
Yes, hobbies are good. That's a good idea. Somebody had written, and I don't think I got to it, just let them go. Let them go hunt or skateboard or whatever they need to do. Let them go do that because they're going to come back refreshed.
Yes. You
and
know,
to win it.
I can tell you, though, all of those sound fun because it's hard because I can think, okay, that is good because I can see some value in it. So yeah, you need to do that. It's great for you, whatever. But like, let them play video games for 18 hours. Things like
that. Are you telling me that?
No, I'm saying hunting, going out with your friends, doing something physical.
Oh.
I would be super down for that. But like,
yes.
Like people who play video games, I would have such a hard time being supportive of that.
Oh, I understand that. Yes. I do think that anything within reason, whatever it is that lets them blow off steam, I think that they're fine.
Does Big Boy play video games?
Big Boy plays the video games, but it's like he might play like an hour, and it's okay. Typically before the kids get home or something. So it's not an issue, but it is hard. Some people take advantage of it. Some people are like, you know, golfing all day, every day, yeah. Saturday, Sunday. And so I think it has to be within reason.
Yeah.
But definitely being supportive of a little getaway is nice.
No, I agree. Okay. Split the chores, I think, is helpful. Also manage the expectations.
Yep.
Because if I look at a kitchen that's a disaster, I also know, like, I never have to take the trash out. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. That's
you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah. Something that has helped me, I don't want to be a nag, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's hard for me. I really have a hard time asking for help. But I also don't want to be the only one doing work while the family is like, you know, wrestling and having fun. I'm like, why am I still doing stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So what has helped is, I just said it last night and I realized that it might be helpful, is I had to do some dishes and had to give the baby a bath. Mm-hmm. She's almost five.
I'm like, oh, you have a baby?
I just had a baby.
Congrats.
So anyway, we always do this. I'll say, you want to do dishes? You want to do bath time? And then it's easy because you are delegating, but you're doing it in a kind way. Like, look, I'm staring down the barrel of these two things. I only want to do one of them. Come on, big boy. What are you going to do?
Grab a pickle. Throw that kid in the bath.
So.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Or I'll have a list because I like lists, and I'll say, grab a couple of things off of that list before you do whatever, because I'm going to be working on this.
That's good. So if the kids are being loud, I, in my heart, am so overjoyed if Eric will take them and sword fight with them, and they have punching bags that they just punch, and they're just ridiculous. And I love it. Go do that in a different room and let me clean the whole kitchen. It makes me happy.
Oh, yes.
So I think also knowing which thing and where are you at. So I'll just be like, hey, I'm about to explode. So if you guys could get out, everybody will live. So my kids have gotten hooked on Monk, you know, the TV show. And it's very rare to find a show that everybody enjoys together. And so, yeah, that's a great way to get everybody to get their teeth brushed and ready for bed, homework done, clean up the house, and then we can all watch Monk together.
100%. That's a really good idea.
Okay. If talking doesn't work, and this may sound weird if you're good at communicating, but I was actually in a class one time with a woman, and they were from a culture that's very indirect, and her husband would not talk to her about their problems. And so they would text each other and have actual communication over text. So if talking doesn't work, and it may seem weird if you, this might seem weird to you, but you could text or email or write letters and actually get a lot of communicating done that way.
I've totally done that. Have you ever done that?
No.
I have. And I think the reason is I get really emotional and then I don't get to say what I really want to say. So sometimes I'll write it down or text it. But we've also did a lot of, well, multiple years of long distance relationships. So we have written letters, you know, a lot back and forth. So that works for us.
Okay.
Nobody gets to interrupt.
Okay.
You know, you get to get it out there and then they can process and write back soon.
Do you find that then that makes you be able to come back and communicate talking better or?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you just do it for some situations?
Haven't done it in years, but yeah, some things that I'm like super, if we've had something that I'm super emotional about. Yeah. It helps me.
I love it. Have a king-sized bed.
Oh, 100%.
Yes. We, this year, got a king-sized bed. I can't even believe, how did I do it in a queen? What? Yeah, it's really good. Although last night, I don't know, I think I've been eating too much broccoli. I've been so stinky. I had to sleep on the couch.
You excused yourself?
He excused me. Well, he was going to... He was going to excuse himself, but I felt bad because I was the one with the problem.
Oh, no.
So the king-size bed can't fix that.
Can't fix all the problems. I will tell you, in general, I'm a very gaseous person. Are you?
I mean, yes, but typically it's not like this. This is next level.
Rip roaring over
well
there.
Just really, I mean, so silent, but wake you up out of a dead sleep.
We have a thing in our house where mine are also silent, and the kids will be like, what happened? And I always say, daddy. We're in the car. He's not in the car. And for a while, you know, they didn't understand. And so now everything gets blamed on him. Any bad smell, they're like, daddy. I don't think they all the way understand that it's never been
him. I love it. So, a noise machine really
that's a good one.
Has helped because my husband, he snores. And I can't go to sleep. If I don't fall asleep first, I can't fall asleep. So it's a race to fall asleep, which is not exactly a relaxing thing to race. Right. Into.
So do you put it on your side or his side?
Oh, my side.
And what kind is it?
It is by the company. It's called Marpak.
Oh.
And they are a sponsor of the show, and they actually sent me three.
Holy moly.
They sent me the original one, which is like the ones you see at counseling offices. Have you ever noticed they have this?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Then a different one that has like, oh my gosh, so many different settings. It's lovely. And then an on-the-go one. So my
Ooh,
children
that's so nice.
Snatched up the ones, and I got to pick the one I wanted, and then they took the other two, and we have... Anybody who wants to rob our house, we won't hear you.
I love that. We always travel. I always take the noise machines with us when we travel.
That's good. They really make a difference. So I have two more. One is just to say you're right. Just say.
Yes.
Just admit that they're right.
Sometimes just say, I'm right.
No, say you're right. Say to the other person you're right.
Okay.
Just concede sometimes. You can't. You don't always have to win. And then the last one would be to be on the same page financially is really helpful. It's so much easier said than done.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been listening to Dave Ramsey a lot.
Have you?
Yeah, I really have.
Yeah.
I always thought he was kind of rude, but I think he's... nicer than, maybe he's nicer than he used to be, or maybe I'm less sensitive than I used to be. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
But I like him.
All right. What's giving you life?
There is a kind of milk product that I've been drinking, and it is called Ripple. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's at Target. It's made out of peas. I know. It sounds really gross. It's not green, though. It's white.
Okay.
But I don't like almond milk. I don't like soy milk. I don't like how they taste.
You don't.
But then milk makes me constantly clear my throat. I don't like how milk, you know, but I love tea with milk in it. Well, this is really creamy, like half and half, but doesn't have the weird taste like almond milk and soy milk.
Interesting.
It's called Ripple.
Ripple.
It's Canadian.
Have you had oat milk?
I haven't.
That's good, especially in tea. I'm not crazy about it in coffee,
okay.
But it's nice for tea.
Okay.
What's giving me life, and I don't mean to be
trying to braggy.
Sell.
Just kidding.
No.
I don't know.
Rude. Okay. I got a Third Love bra.
Yes.
Because I've been hearing so much about them. Do you have one?
We're currently wearing one.
Holy smokes. It's real life. I am a half size.
Yes. Isn't that nice to be like, I never knew I was a half size.
Yeah. Well, I knew I was because one didn't fit and then the next one up didn't fit either. So I'm like, well, I must be a half size. So anyway, that's why I really want to try it. And
which kind did you get?
I'm just like the regular t-shirt bra.
Yes.
Yeah. So I got it in the mail. I was like, I don't know. Sure. I'll try it out. Whatever. I tried it. It was fine. Nothing hurt, you know, it was good. It was a good bra. Another day went by. Hold, please. I did take it off. This is a different day that I've tried the... Hold on. I'm really confusing myself. The days are just going by and I don't know what's going on.
Have I showered?
So this is a new day. New bra. Same bra.
Whoa.
Jiminy Christmas. Stop.
You're good at telling stories.
So I tried the bra again on a different day.
Okay.
I forgot that I had it on and I was working out. Like I didn't do my like core stuff for the day. So I'm on the floor like doing some stuff. Probably worked out for like half an hour while I was watching a show.
Mm-hmm.
Was still in the bra. Went to sleep in it. Didn't even know I had it on until the next morning. So that... says a lot.
It really does. Though they are so comfortable.
Really comfortable.
Yeah, I love them.
All right. So that's real life, you guys. That's not
it is. No, I got rid of all my other ones.
Did you?
I did. There's no reason.
Yeah, they're garbage. I need to get some more.
You should. They have good deals. Coupon code MSW.
That's right. What is killing you softly?
Okay. So where I work, the nursing station is in basically a walk-in closet.
Okay.
There's no ventilation. Keep the door open. So, I mean, whatever. But one of the walls is all mirror, and okay. It really helps open it up because it's such a small room. The problem is my population, they're constantly checking their bodies, and, you know, so that's a problem. But I'm also like, I'm not removing every mirror for you. This is real life. You're going to run into mirrors. Because everybody's always trying to take my mirrors out of there because of all the body checking that goes on. And I stand firm that this will be a mirrored wall.
Okay.
This shall be mirrored. Anyway, but people come in and they just like lay on it, you know, just lean on it and touch it. And I'm constantly cleaning this mirrored wall.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going to send a memo out called, I'm going to break your arms if you touch my mirror.
Oh, no.
To the staff. Okay.
That should be revised.
Okay.
Just say something else.
I'm gonna pinch you.
No physical violence at all.
All right.
You're the boss. Good night. Why don't you just put some chairs in front of it?
The room is literally, I mean, it's literally a closet. If there was a chair in front of it, I couldn't get to my desk. It's so tiny.
Okay. Well, that's why they're leaning on it. Don't you dare break their arms.
No, they're not. There's no cause. No call for the lean-a-thon.
Okay. What if you insert spikes?
Oh, that seems like a doable option.
Okay. What is killing me softly is nothing, and I have another giving me life.
Whoa.
Can I do that?
The positive train has arrived.
Doot, doot. All right, big boy, I wanted to tell you about. No, this, I'm also not trying to plug a sponsor, but I tried Prep Dish.
Yeah.
Because I've been picking up my groceries on Friday religiously from Walmart. I don't ever go to the grocery store anymore. But I was like, now I really need to get a better hold on meal planning. Like, I just don't want to do this anymore. So I did the easy peasiest meal plan that's like basically Whole Foods, real simple meals, real quick meals. I don't know what she calls them. And I come home from work on Sunday, and it really did take me 1 hour to prep the meals for the week. Breakfast, dinner, snacks, crazy.
Isn't that great?
Yes, lunch. So it's been great. I'm going to keep doing it.
I love that. No, I really love Prep Dish.
Yeah, so I spend zero time grocery shopping, 1 hour meal prepping, and then every night. The cool thing about it is all my meat and stuff is already marinating all week. So it's even better.
It's a really good feeling. Even the veggies are already in the olive oil. They're already cut up.
Yeah.
Salt and pepper.
Yep.
Yay.
Pretty cool.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is all that I believe that we have.
Yeah, we done did it.
My goodness. Well, you guys, we hope that you have a great week of struggling well, and we hope that this has helped you feel very normal in your marriage conflicts. And we hope that you will not buy spears unless you've used up all the sandwich pickles.
Please don't give the butts of the bread to others. Don't leave a mess behind.
I mean, we hope that you've learned as much as we've learned here today.
Bye, guys. La, 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 la. Thanks to all the listeners. We're the struggling sisters.